Pat Cederholm is a retired teacher who's lived in Alpine Township, Michigan, all her life. The township sits just north of the city of Grand Rapids. It's an area that's seen its share of sprawl, but it retains its rural feel due to the large number of family-owned farms.
You'll see some of the old farms up here. This is the Tomey family. One brother lives over here and another up here. This is Harold and Mark Tomey.
Pat Cederholm can tell you about almost everything and everyone here. But just as importantly, she can also tell you what's disappeared. Barns, the big old-fashioned kind. For people who grew up on farms, barns are a comforting sight, stirring childhood memories of long summer days playing in haylofts. But Pat Cederholm says even city folk should appreciate barns. She says if you go back a few generations, most Americans can find at least one farmer in their family tree, making barns a part of our shared heritage.
After the Civil War, 1870s until probably the 1920s, farming was just at its heyday, and probably 60-80% of the population was involved in farming then. Today, less than 5% of the people are farming.
And with fewer farmers, more barns are being lost. So Cederholm's working to encourage farmers to preserve their barns. One of those farmers is Cederholm's sister-in-law, Julie Rash. Rash and her husband farm 400 acres and harvest about 200,000 bushels of apples a year. In order to stay competitive, the Rashes built a climate-controlled apple storage facility.
We have to have a building like this. You know, we could not store our apples in a barn-type structure. They would freeze in the wintertime, and then you have no product.
But even though they had to modernize the farm, the Rashes didn't tear down their old barn. Instead, they now use it for storage. Julie says maintaining the 140-year-old barn has always been a priority.
I think there's an old saying that goes back, even my grandfather used to say it, you build the barn before the house because that's what makes the farm work.
But in some cases, customized buildings are replacing barns. Ron Simon is with Tailored Buildings in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He says construction has to change in order to keep up with the growing size and efficiency of farming operations.
I will admit the big, huge industrial dairy facility is not as cute looking as a nice red barn with a white house, you know, a couple of cherry trees and apple trees in the front. Yeah, that's, I think, unfortunately, they're going to get fewer and fewer.
Nationwide, no one's tracked how many barns have disappeared over the years, but efforts are underway in about 20 states to save the barns that remain. To one extent or another, each of the Great Lakes states has some barn preservation movement, with Wisconsin, Indiana, and Ohio being particularly active. And in Michigan, volunteers took a statewide barn census. Pat Cederholm worked on the project for 2 years. She traveled around counting the number of barns still standing and documented them by taking photos. Then Cederholm took the project one step further. She researched old records in her township to measure how many barns have been lost.
We know that sprawl is reaching out, but how many barns are still remaining, and comparing that to, say, the 30s to the present time.
Cederholm says the results were eye-opening. In the past 60 years, the area's lost about one-third of its barns. And she says another third are in danger if something isn't done soon.
When you see barns in the landscape, or say a lighthouse along the shoreline, that's a symbol of Americana. And there's a tug at your heart.
As part of her involvement with the Michigan Barn Preservation Network, Cederholm has been working with William Kimball to teach farmers easy and inexpensive ways to keep their barns strong. Kimball is a retired professor from Michigan State University. Today, he consults with barn preservation groups all over the country. Kimball says whether or not they come from farming backgrounds, most people agree that barns should be preserved.
A whole lot of people want to say, look, we don't want to just wipe it off and make every farmstead look like a industrial park. And a whole lot of people are also thinking about them as aesthetically attractive.
Kimball says the barn preservation movement is still fairly young. But even though the country's lost thousands of barns already, he's hopeful that barn preservation groups can help save much of what's left. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Alpine Township, Michigan.